When commentator Robin Farzad goes to the grocery store, he looks for an old favorite, RC Cola. But it's not always on the shelf. Last year, Coke sold 20 times as much soda as RC. Farzad has done some research on RC's corporate history and the comebacks of other flagging beverage brands. He found a business model that could bring his favorite cola back to prominence.
I could be the last man alive who drinks RC Cola. Good old RC, that quaint and folksy mom and pop soldiering on against all odds. A throwback to moon pies, colorful ads in the Saturday Evening Post, and other quaint snapshots from post-war USA. Small-town guile in an era of big, heartless globalization. Well, not quite. RC Cola, it turns out, is owned by a European conglomerate that barely knows it exists. 3 years ago, Cadbury Schweppes, parent of Dr. Pepper and 7-Up, landed RC almost by accident in its buyout of Snapple. Its publicity people offer little more than hollow platitudes about the brand's venerable Dixie roots. Meanwhile, RC is no longer a top-10 selling soda, even as its parent is now the world's third largest soft drink player. All of this would be flat news if I didn't truly believe that Royal Crown had a lot to live for. Start with why we RC loyalists crave the concoction. It tastes uniquely good. A slower drinking brew, often best enjoyed by itself, RC exudes a dark, cola nut tanginess, an extra kick that I could never get in a Coke or Pepsi. Rarely have I paid more than 99 cents for a 2-liter bottle, which typically includes a generous coupon off another two. Assuming, of course, you can find two bottles at once. But RC's dark horse allure is most intriguing when you consider Coke and Pepsi's complacency. Sip on this. The cola wars aren't about cola anymore. In the past 5 years, sales of alternative beverages like sports drinks and iced teas have grown 3 times as fast as carbonated soda. Both incumbents even rake it in on premium bottled municipal water. War. What is it good for? And yet cola still easily comprises the lion's share of the carbonated soft drink market. This disconnect screams opportunity for a national cola for the sake of cola. A formidable number three in the tradition of Wendy's, Ross Perot, and Mandy Moore, with a distinctive message: independence, originality, back to the basics. The world of beverage turnarounds effervesces with inspiration. Mountain Dew, you might recall, was a ho-hum redneck tonic until its extreme sports makeover made it indispensable to skater boys, snowboarders, and college insomniacs. Rheingold, the old man's beer that became as relevant as Esperanto, is now a hipster mainstay after it was shrewdly relaunched through a network of abrasive barmaids. RC strikes me as a similar opportunity. For many, a new RC will symbolize the grassroots comeback of an all-American brand. Call it Aya Coca-Cola. Others will relish the chance to stick it to the Coke-Pepsi duopoly. Me? I'm content to leave the grocery holding 2 bottles of my favorite cola. And some moon pies. And maybe, just maybe, a fat finder's fee from my reluctant best friends at Cadbury Schweppes.
Robin Farzad is a writer for Smart Money magazine and a student at Harvard Business School.